Welcome to file number 2 in the Odin Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial. In this tutorial, we're going to give you talkback gestures, and we're also going to explore the home screen. First of all, what we're going to do is we're going to show you how to unlock your phone, and then we are going to show you some of the gestures in talkback. First of all, hold your phone in your left hand, making sure that the back of the phone is against your hand, your palm. Your middle finger should touch the power button, which is located on the right side of the phone, and your thumb should touch the rocker, the volume rocker, on the left side of the phone. To unlock your phone, we're going to press the power button. We don't press and hold, we just press the power button to wake the phone up. At this point, we're presented with a lock screen. On this lock screen is a clock and the unlock area. The unlock area is about a third of the way up from the bottom of the screen. When you touch this area, you should be prompted that you are touching the slide area. You swipe to the right to unlock the phone. So I'm going to do that now.
1:31 p.m. Slide area. Unlock. Home.
Okay, I'm going to do that again because my finger kind of bumped the microphone. I do apologize for that. I'm going to go ahead and shut the screen off by simply pressing the power button.
Screen off.
This is the default speed at which TalkBack will talk to you when you get your phone and you turn it on and you're using it for the first time. Later, I will show you how to adjust this when we go through different settings. When you find the slide area, once you've touched that area and it says slide area, do not lift your finger and simply slide your finger to the right. So I'm going to do this again. I'm going to press the power button.
1:32 p.m.
I'm going to put my finger on the screen.
Slide area.
I heard slide area. My finger is still on the screen. I'm going to slide it to the right.
Unlock. Home.
And that's what your phone will do. I'm going to go ahead and shut the screen off at this time so that I can give you talkback gestures.
Screen off.
Again, simply pressing the power button locks the screen. When you get your phone for the first time, your display timeout or your sleep, your display sleep is set to a really short time. So as you're going through this tutorial, until we change that, if your screen shuts off, simply press the power button, touch the area where it says slide area, and simply slide your finger to the right to unlock the phone. All right, we're going to go ahead and give you gestures now. These gestures are ones that you don't put your finger on the screen and then do them. Let me show you what would happen if you did.
1:33 p.m. Slide area. Home. Slide right for unlock. Unlock. Home.
Okay. If you put your finger on the screen and then attempt to do, for example, the first gesture that I'm going to show you is swiping right to move forward through your screen, or swiping left to move backward through your screen. If you simply put your finger on the screen and then attempt to do the slide,
folder, Play Store,
that's what's going to happen. It doesn't take the swipe. It thinks you're going to use Explore by Touch, which I will get to in just a moment. So what you want to do this gesture is simply the second your finger even touches the screen,
search button,
simply swipe to the right.
Voice search button. Phone. Hangouts. Apps.
I'm not sure if you can hear it in the recording, but you should be able to hear when my finger touches the phone and then as I'm sliding.
Chrome. Camera. Home screen 1 of 2.
I'm doing that a little harder than normal so that you can hopefully hear the second that my finger touches the screen, my finger immediately starts moving to do the swipe command. When you hear that sound, you're at the bottom of the screen.
Odin Mobile widget.
And if you do that swipe gesture again,
home screen one of two.
You're simply gonna hear the it wraps around. So once you've hit the bottom of the screen and you hear that little click that will pop, if you do the swipe forward again, it's gonna wrap up to the top left side of the screen and start over.
Odin mobile widget. Ideal magnifier helps to K9 mail is an open source email
Another gesture I want to show you is explore by touch, what I mentioned earlier. Simply put your finger on the screen and move it around the screen to find out what's under your finger. Obviously, the faster you move your finger around the screen, TalkBack is going to try to keep up with you. So in the beginning, you may want to move your finger slower so that TalkBack keeps up with you a little bit better.
Talking dialer assists you. K9 mail is an Odin mobile widget.
As you see, I'm just simply moving my finger around the screen, and anything my finger lands on, TalkBack does read it to me. To silence TalkBack, simply wave your hand in front of the top of the phone. Let me show you what I'm talking about.
K9 mail is an open source.
As you saw, TalkBack stopped as if I were hitting the control key for either JAWS or Window Eyes. It's basically the same command. So again, swipe your hand in front of the top of the phone. Before I go any further with the TalkBack gestures, I want to state that if this is your first time using an Android device, don't get frustrated if you don't get the commands correct on the first try. Sometimes the gestures do take a little getting used to. So far, we've looked at swiping forward.
Ideal barcode scanner is a bar.
To move forward on your screen, or swiping left to move backward on your screen. You can also swipe up.
K9 mail is an open. Ideal magnet.
To move backward, and swipe down to move forward.
K9 mail. Ideal currency identity.
So again, swiping right from left to right or swiping down on the screen, both do the same thing. They move forward. Swiping up or swiping left move backward. Okay, there are three buttons at the bottom of your screen. Going from left to right, they are...
Back button.
There's your back button.
Double tap to select.
That takes you back a screen, or if you do it enough times, can take you back to your home screen. Moving to the right.
Home button. Double tap to select.
There's your home button. This will take you to your home screen, regardless of where you are in an application, in settings, etc.
Recent apps button.
And the last button is recent apps. When this button is double tapped, it will take you into a list of currently running applications. If you noticed, the back button and the home button did say something after you heard them say back button or home button. This is because I left my finger on that button to see what would happen. If you leave your finger on a button after it's done telling you what it is, it will give you extra information of what you can do with that button. If you simply touch the button and then take your finger off the button, you don't hear that. So let's just touch the home button and immediately remove my finger.
Home button.
As you notice, it didn't say nothing. It just said home button and then stopped. Now I'm going to put my finger on that same button, but this time I'm going to leave my finger there.
Home button. Double tap to select.
Anytime you want to select an item, you double tap it. If you want a gesture to activate the home button, simply swipe up, then left.
Home screen one of two.
That is what you will hear when you do the gesture correctly. The phone will do a little bit of a vibration in your hand at the same time, letting you know that you've done the gesture correctly. Again, if you put your finger on the screen and then do the gesture, here's what you're going to get.
Walkie-talkie is an access.
So as you see, it didn't take the gesture. So the second your finger touches the phone, you want to start that swipe up and then left.
Home. Home screen 1 of 2.
Okay, if you want to activate the back button, swipe down, then left. Think of these as right angle gestures. Do not make them curved gestures. These are 90 degree gestures. So when I say swipe down, then left, think of a backwards L. And as you noticed, when I put my finger on the screen, I left it there a little too long and didn't start the gesture.
Home screen 1 of 2.
That shows that I did the gesture successfully. Okay? Swiping up and then right brings up the local context menu. Let's do that now.
Search button.
Oops. As you see again, it didn't take it. Let's try that again.
Voice search button.
As you see, for some reason on the home screen, it's not taking it. Let's actually go somewhere.
Apps.
Let's go into apps real quick, apps. Just to see if maybe I can make it take there.
No menu items.
Okay, as you see, it says no menu items. So again, up, then right is a local context menu. It'll bring up options that are available in the current screen that you are in. On the home screen, it really didn't bring up anything. However, once I went into apps and did the gesture.
Gmail.
Oh, there it goes.
Touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
Okay, because I had an item highlighted, this time it actually did give me a local context menu. And you heard the directions. You basically explore in a circle, and you lift your finger on the item you want. You don't have to double tap it or nothing. You simply lift your finger on the item you want. So I'm going to put my finger on the screen here.
Character granularity.
Okay, so there's the character granularity.
Word granularity.
Word granularity.
Line granularity.
There's line granularity. So if I lift my finger.
Gmail.
As you see, I'm now out of the menu and I'm in what's called word mode at this time. So again, up, then right. When you hear the little
prrr. Touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
When you hear the little prrr, that's how you know that you've done the gesture correctly and it brought up the menu. And as you also see, about a second after the gesture is done and you hear that sound, you do hear it tell you to place your finger and move in a circle to find different items.
Default granular cancel.
There is a cancel, so let's lift our finger on that. Now, it doesn't do anything when you exit out of the menu or when you, so just because you've lifted your finger on the cancel button, just know that it does take it. Okay, we also have a global context menu, which is a swipe down, then right. So let's do that now.
Touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
So as you see, again, you get the same brrr kind of sound, and it does tell you again that you touch the screen and move your finger in a circle to find the items that you want, or the item that you want, and then lift your finger.
Read from next item. Cancel. Pause feedback. Cancel. Spell last utterance. Spell last utterance. Read. Pause feed. Read from top. Spell last utterance. Talk back settings. Spell last utterance. Cancel.
So I lifted my finger on the cancel button. If you want to go to your notifications area, you can swipe right, then down. I'll do that now.
Notification shade.
And you'll hear notification shade. You can explore the notification shade, notification area, simply by either swiping to the right to hear the different items, or you can use explore by touch. Either way works.
1:45, Monday, April 7th. Quick settings. 3G phone signal full. Battery 79%. 1:45.
To get out of here, simply double tap the back button located at the bottom left of your screen.
Back button. Apps.
You could also use the back gesture that I explained a little bit ago. If you want to see the recent apps, again, you can either push the button that's at the bottom of your screen on the right, or you can do a left then up gesture. This will show the recent apps. I will do this gesture now.
Recent apps.
As you notice, even someone like me who has been using Android for almost 3 years, every once in a while still doesn't get the gestures quite right. So this is why I tell you, if you don't get them right on the first, second, or even third attempt, try not to get too frustrated. As you see, I've brought up my recent apps section.
One recent app. Settings.
So there you go. I do have one recent app, and it's the settings app. All I'd have to do is double tap on that, and it would bring it up.
Back apps.
Okay, if you want to swipe pages, we are in the apps section, so I can do this. If I want to move to the next page, it's going to be a two-finger gesture from right to left on your screen. Think of it as turning a page in a book from page 2 to page 3, or from page 1 to page 2. I will do this gesture now.
Apps page 2 of 2, YouTube.
If I do it again.
Apps page 2 of 2.
Notice there's only two pages of apps here. So the reverse of this gesture is true. If I want to go back one page, I simply do a two-finger slide from left to right.
Apps page 1 of 2, phone.
Okay. The next gesture I'm going to teach you is how to go to go either to the top of the screen or the bottom of the screen. Simply do an up then down gesture. In the app drawer, this really is kind of hard to do because it's more of a grid.
Back home.
So let's try it on the home screen.
Odin mobile widget.
Okay, there's the top of the screen. If I do that same gesture again.
Odin mobile widget. Odin mobile widget.
Okay. That's if you do the up then down gesture. If I do down then up.
Home screen 1 of 2. Settings.
Notice it takes me to the bottom of the page.
Home screen 1 of 2. Settings.
So again, up, down, and again, this is a single gesture. Think of like painting in a sense. If you do up then down.
Odin mobile widget.
That takes you to the top of the screen. A down and then up gesture.
Home screen 1 of 2.
Takes you to the bottom of the screen. This gesture can also be changed to a granularity gesture. We will be showing you this in the TalkBack settings on how to do this as well. If you'd like to access granularity with this gesture, you can change the gesture to where it uses granularity instead of taking you from the top of, you know, taking you to the top of the screen or to the bottom of the screen. If you want to scroll in a list, and I'm going to bring up an app to do this, I'm going to bring up settings.
Apps, wallet, play music, settings.
I'm in the Android settings now. And I will show you how to do this in another file, but I needed to go somewhere where there's a nice long list of stuff. If you wish to scroll through the list, you can simply take two fingers and slide them from near the bottom of the screen to toward the top. Now, when I say this, you want to make sure you're touching above the home button. So let's touch somewhere near the bottom of the list.
Apps.
Okay, now I'm going to do a two-finger slide from there up the screen. Okay. If I take those two fingers and slide down the screen from the top, from near the top of the screen down toward where I was. Think of it as you need to stay within the window. Up at the top of your screen is where your notification icons are located. At the bottom of the screen is your back home and recent apps button. The main window of the actual what you're doing is located between these two things. And when you do the two-finger slide up or the two-finger slide down, you want to make sure that you are within that boundary. You can also swipe through a list, and when you hit the bottom of the screen, TalkBack will automatically scroll the list. I'm going to touch near the bottom of this list, in other words, what's on the screen currently.
Location.
Okay, I'm going to swipe.
Location. Showing items 13 to 24 of 24. Security. Language and input.
And what it has done is it has scrolled to the next screen of this particular list. So if you're using the swipe gesture, swiping from left to right to move through the screen, when you hit the bottom in a list, if there's more to scroll to, it will do it automatically. Again, i.e., you can also use the two-finger slide, like I showed you earlier, either sliding from near the bottom of the screen toward the top or from the top down toward the bottom. If you're in a really long list, sliding your fingers faster will make it scroll faster. So just keep in mind that the faster you slide your fingers, the faster the scroll will occur. Let me show you what I mean by this. I'm going to take my two fingers and go from the top down.
Security.
Notice I moved kind of slow. Now I'm going to do a really fast, just right up the screen.
Showing items 13 to 24 of 24.
So if you noticed, it did it rather quickly. Now I'm going to do from the top downward again, but I'm going to do it really slow.
Location.
Whoops.
Back.
Sometimes that happens. If you don't touch your two fingers on the screen at the exact same time, it'll think you're doing a double tap. So you want to make sure your two fingers touch the screen at the exact same time.
Date and time. Add account. Accounts. Backup and language and input.
And as you see, it sometimes it will also read kind of where you're at in the list. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But pay more attention to the tones. As I said before, double tapping an item will launch that particular item or activate that particular item. Double tap and hold can do other options. For example, if it's an icon on your home screen, you can move the icon around the screen. Or if you do a double tap and hold and then start moving your finger, you're dragging the icon around. If, however, it is within a program, if you do a double tap and hold, you can sometimes bring up a menu that will give you other options. I hope this has helped you out with the TalkBack gestures.
Ring screen off.
This should show you the very basics of at least getting around with TalkBack. In the next file, we're going to go look at the settings area, and we're going to show you some of the very basics that you need to set up from the get-go before really diving into your phone.